By the Greek Broadcasting Network. The views and opinions presented in this program do not necessarily represent those of WGBB or its employees. You're listening to 1240 WGBB.
The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
From the heart of the nautical mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com. And 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Don't change that dial. Live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station. This is the most listened to show on WGBB. It's time for...
Listen up. Jesus is on the air. Did you notice the power I had?
Yes.
You didn't notice. I started the music too soon.
Yes, you did.
And then when you started to speak, I had to restart it.
Yes,
you
know, I know.
It makes me feel so powerful.
I know it does. That's why you're the executive producer, right?
I know.
Your time is coming up soon, though. So it's gonna start being good.
I'm in trouble.
That was Dr. John Palmer. I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo, and we're here to tell you we love Jesus.
We most certainly do. Hey, I got to tell you something. This week, I blew all the music off my iPad. And it took me 2 hours yesterday to try and get 6 songs for today. So, you know, I want listeners and I want you to cry for me and appreciate all that I have to do. I do so much hard work.
I know it's really something. Yeah.
I just can't get over it.
Get a backup system.
please tell me you love my music. Tell Nick, tell me you love my music, Nick. Come on, Nick.
We love your music. Your music is great.
Oh, you're not sincere. You're not sincere.
We love you.
I also had to get bridge work done today, you know? I'm trying to build a bridge to peace. What do you think? You think I can?
So corny. And that's our guest. So introduce our friend Ed.
You're kidding.
Yes, sir.
Don't tell me Ed and Annette Eckert are our guests today?
Ed and Annette Eckert are our guests.
Are they around? They're not here in the studio. Where are they?
They're dear old friends of ours.
Hey, Tony.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're back from Africa? You're back from wherever you've been?
I'm just back from Australia.
Oh, man.
Africa in July and then Australia in September.
When are you going to Australia?
September.
We just got home 2 weeks ago.
Oh, very good. Very good.
And all the while you were away, I've been turning away people for your healing service at St. William the Abbot next Saturday from 10 a.m. until 3.
You're turning them away, John?
Yeah, I've been turning them away. You know why? Because my phone hasn't been working. Well, but it is now. We got about 30 people so far.
Well, wait a minute. Let's get this straight. This is at St. William the Abbot in the Abbey on the lower level.
Yes.
And it's next Saturday.
Right.
And the address is 2000 Jackson Avenue, Seaford, New York.
And if you're taking Sunrise Highway eastbound, as soon as you get into Seaford, you'll see the sign for Seaford. The very next right-hand turn is Jackson Avenue.
Yes.
And you make a right and go down.
Now, there's a good possibility I'll be there to sign autographs.
Yeah,
I may not be, but it's a good possibility. Now, if I do come, I have to pay the $25.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
And also, you know, Tony needs a lot of mental healing. We don't care about the physical, but a lot of mental healing. Listeners, you'll miss a wonderful day if you do not choose to attend. So we assume that you will, and the phone number for tickets, and the phone is operational now, is 516-627-1109. And those who have called, I have all of your reservations, and I have most of your checks. And those who called during this week, just to let us know you're coming so we know how much food to get, you can pay at the door.
Are you going to answer the phone?
I have an answer machine.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. And
it's $25 for the day.
$25. That's very reasonable.
Oh yeah. Well, Bridge for Peace is very reasonable.
Yes.
Hey guys, tell us what you've been up to.
Well, we have a whole new branch of Bridge for Peace now, which is Bridge for Peace Medical Mission.
What is it? Say that again.
Bridge for Peace Medical Mission.
Wow.
Medical?
Okay.
Yes, medical.
M-E-D-I-C-A-L?
M-E-D-I-C-A-L.
Wow. Medical. Tell us about this.
Well, this is a group of doctors, surgeons on Long Island. 7 years ago, Dr. Scott Silverberg was moved in his heart by the conditions of people in Africa, and he formed a surgical team to go down to Zambia. And 2.5 years ago, he heard about Bridge for Peace while he was at the hospital. He was praying for someone and just counseling them about healing through Jesus. And some other people in the waiting room said, did you take Bridge for Peace Foundation for Healing course? And he said, no, who's Bridge for Peace? So they told him about us, and he phoned us, and he asked us to go to Zambia with him. So he's interested, they're interested in seeing supernatural healing through the name of Jesus Christ as well as surgical healing through the doctors, because they say that doctors can't heal anyone. They can operate, they can stitch them up, but it's the power of God that heals. They don't have healing power, actually.
And, you know, our listeners may not know that you really have a powerful healing ministry. And when you pray with people, things happen. I've seen it. I've seen it. And remember you did the little thing over at St. Mary's a while back?
Yes.
And Father Isaac was talking about how you prayed for his eye and he got his vision back. And
yes,
while he was saying his story, Jessica in the audience, who was born blind, got her eyesight back in that eye. And that was all part of the Bridge for Peace. Not Bridge for Peace, it's God. And you're the instrument, right?
Well, in 1988, I believe it was, didn't you have your own miraculous healing, Annette?
Yes, absolutely. When I had rheumatoid arthritis, I was crippled with it, literally dragging my leg. And I went to a healing service with Father Kelleher, those who remember him.
Mm-hmm.
It was him who prayed over me, actually, but it was a healing service because he was coming around on Long Island at that time. And I was prayed over, and then I came off of all my prescription medication. I was miraculously and totally healed.
But then you had a setback with the automobile accident.
Right, then I had an automobile accident.
See, I read up on you, kid. I know.
Watch him. Watch him.
It was inoperable. It was deteriorating. They said I'd be bedridden. I was having seizures and multiple difficulties with my organs or processing food. I couldn't take nutrition out of food. And by the power of God, you know, this miracle-working power, he's the same. He's got more than one miracle for us. And thank God now, through the power of Jesus, we're just going around the world telling everyone what we know about him as our miraculous healer and praying for the sick and raising up teams worldwide who pray in the name of Jesus and see marvelous things happen for his glory.
And you do so many other things. I know that you have the trip to Rome for priests. Where is Ed? Hey, Ed, where are you?
Here I am.
I haven't heard.
Okay, Ed.
I thought maybe you fell asleep. Were we putting you asleep?
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
You're right. The Rome Prayer Walk is coming up, and we've been going there now for 17 years.
Yeah.
And we pray with and encourage priests that are studying there for their master's and doctorate level. After they finish their studies, they'll be headed back to their home countries to work in seminaries, and many have been in high-level positions already, but have been sent to Rome because of their exceptional abilities to go there and study. But, you know, as a student, it's a different ballgame than being a pastor. They don't have the prayer support.
They don't have much money either.
Yeah.
That's for sure. They don't have money. They're in a strange country. They're in the city of Rome, which has all its city problems. You know, it's like going to New York City and not having the language,
mm-hmm.
having to study, and not having any money either, you know? So
yeah,
it's a real challenge for them.
Now,
and they're really blessed because what we do is we ask people to sign up to intercede to pray for the week that we're there, so we have intercessors that are praying for the student priests there for the whole week, and they're so encouraged. church when they see the signatures of people that have signed up. And, you know, if somebody would like to participate, or they have a prayer group that they would like to join in the prayers for the priest, that, you know, they can, you know, call in to Bridge for Peace at 631-730-3982.
730-3982.
And they can ask for a Rome Prayer Walk package, and we'll send them a list that they can get their members of their group to sign up, and then send it back to us. And we walk the streets of Rome, and as we meet a priest, then we show them the list of the folks that are signing up for them, to pray for them. And they're so encouraged. You know,
yeah.
Mom, Tony, they're yeah. so encouraged. You know, when you see one person that is praying for you, you feel lifted up. But when you see, you know, sometimes we started out, we had over 300 folks, and we've had as many as 3,000
wow.
praying for the priest.
Beautiful.
So it's such an encouragement to them.
And, you know, on a recent program, you've been on our show a few times, you even had a prayer group where they were singing, and it was so nice to hear the young voices lifted in prayer.
Mm.
And it was so special. You guys do some great things.
But, you know, also, speaking of great things, and if my memory serves me correct, weren't you guys instrumental in sending the people, the young children or the young adults from Africa to medical school or nursing school or something like that?
Oh, that's right, yeah. We've been sending students to nursing school in Uganda now for a number of years. We have three that have finished already, and we have another two. Three in nursing school right now, and it's a real blessing to be able to put them through school. They are so keen to learn there in Africa.
I think that's phenomenal. I honestly do. And wasn't there someone going to medical school?
A nurse.
Or was it a nurse?
A nurse practitioner, I think.
Yes, that's correct. His name is Peter. He graduated last year. He went on for a little further studies. And he's now practicing in Kasese, Uganda, where we have our orphanage there, Bridge for Peace Children's Village. And when we were there in July, we saw the completion of our first cottage, which is going to be housing 14 of the babies. We have right now we have 20 orphan babies that we've been taking care of. Some of the folks on Long Island and part of our team from Australia have been providing support for these children as we are housing them and taking care of their needs in the Bridge for Peace Children's Village.
And, you know, I wanted to point out, listeners, this is all sponsored by donations. This is all based on providence. And I really think that that's so important. That's why it's being blessed so much.
Yeah, that's
you're putting
an
yourselves
point.
On the line for God.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
I mean, but it's just God just seems Jesus just seems to be leading the way for you guys in all the areas that you guys are touching in Africa and sending people
Australia.
To medical school and to taking care of the children. I mean, it's just like. Just like a phenomenal evangelization process, and it's not only limited to here in the United States. It's throughout Africa, through Australia, the world.
Tell us what you would like to talk about today. What do you have in your minds?
I just did want to mention one thing because Tony talked about the United States. We now have with the medical mission in Bridge for Peace. What we've just begun to do is to serve the homeless on the North Shore and the South Shore of Long Island, on the North Fork and the South Fork, so at the east end of Long Island. They have homeless shelters there,
yep.
And we've been coordinating with Sister Margaret from Catholic Charities, who set up the homeless shelters. And what we're doing now is we're providing medical staff, doctors and nurses, at the homeless shelter once a week on each fork, to assess the people who come in, because Sister Margaret has people lined up in the clinics that she's made, she's become friendly with people in the clinics that help those that are in need, and Catholic Charities pays a very low fee for that. But when they come in from the street, there needs to be someone to tell them, you have diabetes, you have high blood pressure, you have this situation, you need to go to the clinic. So we now have Bridge for Peace, Medical Mission, doctors and nurses in the clinic, volunteer, and also people praying, Bridge for Peace prayer warriors, volunteers praying there also. And this week, one of the nurses got a healing in her knee, and one of the gentlemen had just come out of jail, and he was, coming in order to get a shower and a bed and a meal. They prayed with him, and he said that he wants to follow Jesus, and they gave him a Bible, and, you know, he went from despair to a place of hope.
Wow.
Annette.
That's my latest project.
That's pretty important one.
Yes, it is, and then we didn't know about that, and that brings to mind, we have listeners, and we have people that, you know, we became friends with over the radio show and stuff like that, and we do have some doctors that do listen occasionally to the show.
Yeah.
And if they're apt to donate some of their time or efforts, or anybody is donate their time and efforts to this in the United States, to these shelters, I mean, who would they call? Would they call you guys?
Yeah, that would be fine. They could call us at the office.
What's that number again?
631-730-3982. Is that
what
the
is
number?
That?
That's the number.
631-730-3982.
Yes, that's
good.
Great. Yeah.
And where could people mail donations, as long as we're talking about Providence and maybe hearts will be moved at Christmas? Where could they mail checks and donations to
they
you?
They could send it to Post Office Box 789 in Wading River, New York, 11792. So that's P.O. Box 789 in Wading River, New York, 11792.
And this is a bald-faced commercial, and we want to make sure that people understand we really want people to support you financially with all the wonderful things you're doing.
I mean, it's wonderful's not a good enough word for it, John. It's miraculous.
Many of them are.
Because it spreads out. I mean, it's like, every time I turn around, they're in another area, another country, Australia, Africa. I didn't know they were so deep into the United States either.
They're right out here in Wading River.
And so it's just like Jesus is just leading you guys in all different directions.
How did you get the nerve to pray for healing?
Well, God just led us to it, John.
I know. It's a pretty bold question, but...
Yeah,
we were in a prayer group, and we were part of the leadership, and we would have, rotating for folks that would be on the prayer team. So one day I was on the prayer team, and a lady came forward, and she said that she had heel spurs in both of her feet. So I asked her to take off her shoes, and I laid my hands on her feet, and I prayed for the heel spurs to go away, and she stood up. And she started pounding her feet on the ground, which was really startling to me. And she had no pain, which was fantastic. I was so blessed to hear that the Lord had touched her and taken those heel spurs away.
You know, some people think this is all a Hollywood act, and it's all a show, and that's a setup. That woman had no problem, and you know differently, and I know differently. Maybe there are other... Annette, how did you get started in praying? What happened to you?
The same thing, I think, as Ed, is part of the charismatic prayer group. People started to ask us for prayer, and then, people were seeing healing, and then at church people started coming and asking us for prayer after Mass, and then they would see healing. But when you ask that question too, John, it makes me think that we've just made a new CD that I think is really going to be so helpful to people. It's called How to Pray for Your Neighbor.
Amen.
So this is for people who maybe they're not thinking they want to serve on the healing team in their prayer group or at church, or maybe they're not wanting to go around the world praying for the sick. But they would like to know when someone in their family is sick, or a coworker, or a neighbor, how do they approach that neighbor? How do they even, you know, for us, we say, just ask permission, may I put a hand on you? How do they do these things? And so we made it with that person in mind, something to make people comfortable, because Jesus Christ is the healer, and all yes. of us, when we come and know him as our Savior, he wants to use us to glorify his name. He wants to release the power of his Holy Spirit through us, that people would be healed, that, as you say, John, people would know healing is real,
yeah.
that we wouldn't be in the minority anymore. That's our goal. We don't want to be in the minority anymore. You know, we want it to be something that everyone knows is, that there's healing in Jesus Christ, and that you can go and be prayed for and receive, first of all, the spiritual healing. There's so much spiritual sickness that makes our bodies sick. So the spiritual healing, psychologically, emotionally, and physically, to be healed in the name of Jesus. He's a holistic God, holy and holistic, and he wants to heal the whole person, and he receives all the glory.
And there are people who ask the question, how come some people are healed and others are not? And I tell them that's a $64 million question, and it's up to God.
There's so many factors in life, but I think the main thing to know is that even some people that we see pass on to the Lord, you can see that there's healings that have taken place in their life, even when they end in death.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know, we talk about death, but everyone that we have buried is alive.
Mm-hmm.
There's eternal life. They're alive. They're not dead. We talk about them like they're dead and they're gone. They're not dead and they're not gone. They're alive, more alive than ever before. They're alive now.
Mm-hmm.
They're with us in the communion of saints.
Mm-hmm.
They're not separated from us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their love for us didn't end. Our love for them didn't end either. And life is very short. As we all know, at our stage of life, and you look back, it's like, wow, it goes so fast. Life is very short, and the Holy Spirit is a comforter for those who have released people into the hands of God. The Holy Spirit is a comforter, and there's healing in that as well, because you see, sometimes there's what we would call a spirit of grief. So grieving is normal. Jesus grieved. Jesus wept. It's in the Word of God. But then there becomes a spirit of grief when there's no comfort, and people wake up and they're heavy in the morning and they're heavy all day through. They don't know how they'll go through another day. They see only darkness ahead. That's not God. That's a spirit of grief. And there's healing for that as well,
mm-hmm.
through Jesus Christ, that we can have hope. And it doesn't mean that we don't cry, and it doesn't mean that we don't feel sad. It doesn't mean that we don't remember those times, because Jesus demonstrated that as holy himself. He demonstrated it. But when people have a constant sense of mourning and they don't want to live anymore, and it turns into, even we've seen sometimes when a spouse dies, the other one commits suicide,
yeah.
things like that. That's not God. That's not God's plan. He comforts those who mourn. He comes and he brings to us what's beyond the human understanding, a peace that we can keep going forward in these kinds of times, through healing power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ, to live out our purpose and fulfill our destiny in him. So there's many levels of healing.
Last Sunday, Tony and I were at a one-year anniversary dinner, I guess, mass and dinner, for Dr. Teresa, who did 2,000 Hail Marys.
She's
still a Philippine doctor.
Right.
She did it all over the place, and she died quite suddenly. And we're at this lovely dinner, and all of a sudden, several of us started singing Immaculate Mary. And
mm-hmm.
and the whole place just got quiet. It's as if Dr. Teresa had walked into the room.
Mm.
And it's so special. Wasn't it like
yes,
that?
It was. And the Blessed Mother was
her devotion.
Her devotion. She
created
the 2,000 Hail Marys.
It's almost like she was saying from her side of time, beyond time, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for gathering
Absolutely.
Together.
Annette, I have a question that I think I represent the majority of listeners on this question.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
healing. Can anyone pray over others for healing? There are people that I know that feel don't feel comfortable on praying over others for healing, or is it just a certain select few that have the privilege of praying over others for healing? In your estimation, you and Ed, how is this thing, how does it work?
Well, you know, Tony, if we have a belief in Jesus Christ and his healing power, we can pray over folks, and God gives us authority to pray over folks and to see the healing power come through us and see that healing manifested. You know, we've been praying for folks for over 25 years and seeing so many thousands and thousands of healings, not just, here in the United States, but in Africa and South America, in Australia, and all kinds of healings. And we've had folks come alongside us that many of them call themselves Bridge for Peace also. You know, we have teams in these different locales, and they pray for healing, and the power of the Holy Spirit comes through them, and people are healed. So it's being comfortable with it. You know, we see our friends and neighbors who are suffering, and if we pray for them, that's a beautiful thing. But if we can pray with them, then the Lord will have an opportunity to touch them and restore them. You know, in the authority of Jesus Christ, we command the bodies of people that are suffering to be healed. And it's a fantastic thing to see that happen.
Maybe we could stop now and just do a little prayer for healing for all of our listeners. It just seems
Absolutely.
Like a perfect time.
Would that be okay? Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to play the piano. I want you to know I'm going to play the piano in the background. Hold on while I get my piano.
I don't want to say he lies, but he's a good player.
Oh, Lord.
How's he doing, Ed?
I can play the piano and pray at the same time. Boy, isn't that something?
You're a very talented man.
Oh, he knows it.
Jesus, we put ourselves in your presence. And we ask you, Lord, we lift up all of our listeners with all of their pain. Joseph, who has cancer in his leg, has been sent home for whatever. We ask you, Lord, touch Joseph and touch all of our listeners who have prayed, or sent in requests for prayer. Tony, you have anything?
Yes, Jesus, we give you praise and glory and thanks. Thanks for all the healing that you've done for our petitions, and thank you for allowing us to lift up our petitions to you, to people that are depressed, people that are hurting, people that are out of work, people that have cancer, people that have diseases that we never even thought of, and they all are raising up to you, Jesus, for your healing power. And so we give you thanks and praise and glory for allowing us to do this, Jesus.
And maybe Annette and Ed, you could pray for people now.
Lord, we just thank you for strengthening all the caretakers, encouraging the caretakers today, Lord. For those that stand by their family members and tend to all the needs, and for all those in the medical profession, all those in the healing profession, as we look at it in a very wide sense, including priests and nuns and lay people, we just thank you and we praise you today, Lord, that it would not be in our strength, but it would be your strength. Because you say in your word to stand, having put on the armor of God, to stand in the might of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your might right now, for all those that are listening today, for all those that have asked for prayers, for all those that have experienced infirmity, for all those that care for those who have been sick. May your might be released today, Lord God. Glorify your name. Miraculous healings today, Lord, we pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you took all of our sufferings and all of our infirmities to the cross. You nailed them to the cross, Lord, in your own body, in your own flesh. We thank you, Lord, that you give to us by your stripes, we are healed. And we thank you, Lord God, that you said it is finished. We receive the finished work of the cross today for the glory of your name, Lord. And we thank you for your healing power being made manifest in physical bodies, in minds, in hearts being strengthened, Lord, in souls being healed today, Lord, in spirits being encouraged. And we love you, Jesus. We glorify your name above all things. We thank you, Lord, that you hear the cry of the poor and that you made a way, because nothing is impossible to you, Lord. Nothing is too difficult for you. So we thank you, Lord, that you are the hope that does not disappoint. We pray all this in the name of the one we love, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord God. If anyone is experiencing pain right now, if they would lay their hand but in the area where they're experiencing pain, and we'll just pray for that pain to go now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, we speak to the body and we speak to the area that's experiencing pain now, and we command it to go now in the name of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let all pain go now in the name of Jesus. We speak peace to the body now in your name, Lord God. Let the knees and the ankles and the limbs that have been bound up in pain, we speak freedom to now in the name of Jesus. Let the eyes that have been dim, we speak eyesight be restored now in the name of Jesus. Let the ears that have been unable to hear, we speak be open now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We speak normal function to the body now in your name, Lord. But as you have begun, and we speak total function now in the name of Jesus. Ease to move freely, strength to the body now in your name, Lord. But strength to the limbs, ease to walk and to move through the power of Jesus Christ. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I hear the words, why do you doubt that I would heal? Why do you have questions about my ability to heal? I can touch you any way I want, any time I want, anywhere I want, anyhow I want. The fact that you're listening to this radio show right now and are opening you to my presence in you, I therefore will give you a healing in a way that may surprise you. I touch you all now, listeners, with my peace and with my love. And I give you all the graces you need to move on with your today. Even if you are terminally ill, I touch you and I give you my love. And the name of the song is Just a Gentle Walk with Me, Jesus. And that's what we've been doing, listeners. We've been walking with Jesus.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Ed, and thank you, Annette, for that prayer time. I know it's very special for our listeners. And Ed, I don't think you missed anything. You touched every part of the body. You know, but you forgot my fingers because I'm playing the piano and my fingers are getting so stiff now. What am I going to do? Would you please get them healed?
You need a break, Palmer.
Okay, I'm going to stop playing this. So okay. There, that'll take care of that.
Okay.
Let's play for a little bit longer because I really feel I'd like to pray for finances. Good for you and Tony as you've carried this radio show that blesses so many for so many years now. And even as you talked about the people that have given into Bridge for Peace, that now there's the orphanage in Africa and the children, the older orphans going to school. And there's so many people that are doing so many things. I think of those that own Christian bookstores and people that are continuing to pour out themselves, their lives, their finances, even Catholic charities, those that give to that organization. I want to pray for a multiplication in the finances because the Word of God says that the wicked store up for the righteous. So I pray for a transference of wealth, out of the hands of the wicked into the hands of the righteous, that those that love the Lord might have the capacity to be able to give even more abundantly into God's work. And for those who have been faithful but have a financial struggle at this moment, in the name of Jesus, we just want to bind up any spirits that of poverty, any spirits of wickedness that would come against those who have served the Lord and given to the work of the Lord and been instruments of his work. But today we release the name of Jesus for you, because he says that he is your provider. God says he is your provider. He's not stingy the way he provides. He says that according to the riches in heaven, he will give to you. So we thank the Lord that we know that we serve a rich God. We serve a wealthy God. We serve the God of heaven and earth. We serve the God of the universe. Everything belongs to him. And we thank you today, Lord, for those that are having a financial need. We thank you that today they know to turn to you, not to look to man, but to look to you. And we thank you, Lord, you can bring things in the mail. You can give inheritances. You can even, you know, we've even found money on the street because of Jesus. There's so many ways that our Father wants to bless us. So be encouraged today. If you have a financial need, that just trust in the Lord for financial miracles, as well as physical miracles, as well as the salvation of souls. Trust in him for financial miracles, because he is a God who is trustworthy. He's a God you can rely on. And when every other source fails, remember Jesus Christ will never fail you. So we thank you, Father, now for financial financial crunches being released, Lord. People have been squeezed financially to be released today into the wealth of the kingdom, the glory. Glory to you.
Okay.
Thank you, Annette. Thank you.
And you know what? You moved me. I'm going to bring my Poland Spring bottles back for the deposits. And I'm going to put it in the poor box. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Very great idea, John. Very good idea.
we get silly, but you know, the power of prayer is just all over the place.
Yes.
And we certainly, when we started this radio show, we had no idea what we were going to do. And we thank you for praying for finances, because
this
costs us a lot of money.
Yes, but by the way, we're a step away from getting a 501c3 nonprofit. It's called into the IRS, and their system is down. It's just a matter of them getting the system up and sending us a 501c3 nonprofit number. And then we'll move on from there.
Good. So what else are you guys doing now? You're going to travel again?
Well, next we imagine will be Rome. We're actually in another week or so, we're headed out to our Ohio base, because we have Bridge for Peace in Ohio. So we'll be going out to them to strengthen the team and do some healing services with them in Ohio. And then the next that we imagine, unless the Lord tells us something different, will be in February, we'll be in Rome. And from there, we'll go to Uganda to visit the orphanage and the bishop. We have a new bishop there. We were there for his installation, and so we look forward to seeing him again. And then we'll go to the medical mission in Zambia. Right from there, in March, we'll be in Uganda, Zambia, and South Africa.
South Africa is the last one we'll be going to. And it was because the medical mission was flying into and out of South Africa, that we'll be able to touch into South Africa. Now, this will be our first time in South Africa, and we have some priests that we met during the Rome mission that we're going to contact, and we're going to arrange ministry through them.
They've been asking us to come to South Africa, and we say we know God will open the door sooner or later, and it's been sooner, so that's our agenda.
Wow. You know, we have an agenda for our radio program, and we like to have a saint of the day. And
yes.
We have a special saint you want.
The saint of the day that I originally picked is not the saint of the day that we're going to do. 8 o'clock this morning, we were given another saint of the day.
Go ahead.
That's St. Albert the Great.
And Albert the Great?
Albert the Great. And I really want in my heart to dedicate the saint to our dear friend,
Albert the Barberino.
Guy that sings the song for 201 times on a radio show. This is our 201st show, by the way. And he sings our theme song 201 times, and we've spoken over him 201 times. So, Al, we actually want you to know we love you, and this one is for you, baby.
And we don't want to be rude by talking over you all the time. But I, and as you mentioned that, I had something I wanted to play for Al. And maybe we can do that now.
Yeah, Al, we're dedicating this all to you, my boy.
Did a wonderful album, Priest. And Al, this is for you because of your devotion to Mary. For Al Barberino, our dear friend.
Maria.
See how well behaved I am?
Yeah,
and
Ned
and Ed, I didn't talk over any of the music. Yeah, aren't I well behaved?
Very well, yes. Now that's because we had
very impressed, John.
Actually, we had duct tape on him, Ed. It's not that impressive. We had duct tape on him. We just took it off now. Sometimes you have to use duct tape with John. So let's get on with the.
You know, we have usually a reading from an anonymous friend who sends us a lot of stuff.
Right.
Well, I'm superseding him.
Yeah, I
came up with something else.
Okay.
And this is from Sunday's Mass, and it's a dedication to worthy wives from John. When one finds a worthy wife, such as you have, Ed, her value is far beyond pearls. Her husband, entrusting his heart to her, has an unfailing prize. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. She obtains wool and flax and works with loving hands. She puts her hands to the distaff and her fingers ply the spindle. She reaches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. Charm is deceptive and beauty fleeting. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a reward for her labors and let her works praise her at the city gates. I think that was for you, Annette.
Yep, and I think it's for all wives. And this is be the reading, the first reading at tomorrow's Masses. And it's going to be all about you wives out there.
See, you didn't expect that, did you, Annette?
Right? Okay.
Well, it's really beautiful, John and Tony. You know, the word is not just for Annette, but for all
wives,
the ladies,
yes,
out there that,
yes,
you know, we have an opportunity to be a help. And there's always, you know, someone that needs a word of encouragement or someone that needs, you know, just some time to be spent with them or a prayer or, you know, a visit. And we can all participate in that and receive the blessings of God from doing that. You know, sometimes it's a small thing. Sometimes it's a large thing, you know. Sometimes it's a visit. Sometimes it's a visit when you have to travel around the world, you know.
Yeah.
But we all have a different level of ability. And we're blessed with that. God knows that.
And we encourage our listeners, men in particular, how
honor
about go
wives.
Giving your wife a hug?
Yeah, honor
and
your
say
wives.
Thank
That's
you.
What Jesus told us to do, right?
You got scripture for Sunday?
Yeah. Let me talk about St. John.
Go ahead.
I mean, St. Albert the Great. Albert the Great, by the way, this is dedicated to you, Al Barbarino. And so Catholic saints are holy people and human people, just like everybody else, who lived extraordinary lives and who honored God and Jesus and imitated Jesus in so many ways. And so we were all actually meant to be saints, and someday we all might be saints. So who's this Saint Albert the Great?
I don't know.
Well, he's the patron saint of scientists, patron saint of philosophers, patron saint of teachers, and one of his famous students. Guess who he was? Well, we do.
Al Barbarino.
No. St. Thomas of Aquinas was his student.
Okay.
And so he was born in 1206 in southwest Germany. Albert, went to the University of Padua in Italy. There he decided to become a Dominican. His uncle tried to persuade him not to follow his religious vocation. Albert did anyway. He felt that this was what God wanted him to do. His father was a count of Ballested, who was very angry. The Dominicans thought that he might make Albert come back home. They transferred the novice to a location further away, but his father did not come after him. He accepted Albert's decision. St. Albert loved to study. He loved natural sciences, especially physics, astronomy, geography, and biology. He wrote a great number of books of these subjects. In one of his works, he proved that the earth was round. He also wrote on philosophy and mathematics, the Bible, theology.
Wow.
He was a popular teacher in all the different schools that he went to. One of St. Albert's pupils was the great St. Thomas Aquinas. These two saints became lifelong friends. St. Albert had guided St. Thomas in the beginning of his great works in philosophy and theology. He also defended his teachings after Thomas died. Wasn't he called the Big Ox, St. Thomas of Aquinas?
Not in his presence.
That's right.
He's a big guy.
Yep, he was. 2 years before his death, St. Albert's memory failed him. The end came very peacefully, and he sat in his chair talking with his fellow Dominicans. He's a patron saint of students and of the natural sciences, and he was declared a saint in 1931 by Pope Pius XI. But he also was declared a doctor of the church, and he is one of the 30, I believe, doctors of the church, and I think there are two women doctors or three women doctors. We can learn from Albert to appreciate the use of our minds and how we can put it to work. So let's pray to St. Albert, asking him to help us acquire a healthy curiosity about the world around us, and especially about God, who created all things and set the laws that govern our nature, especially in the Holy Bible. And so that's the short life of St. Albert the Great, dedicated to our friend Al Barbarino and all you out there that are named Al.
And
this
and,
one's
you know,
for you, baby.
And Al, I hate to take away this beautiful dedication, but you're not a thinker, you're a singer. And we love you all the same. I'm sorry.
He's got to get me now.
He's
got to
get me,
that.
I'm sure.
Okay, so there we go.
Why don't we thank our friends for being with us here today?
Ed, thank you, and thank you for all the effort and trouble to being here. We know it was a great effort on your part, and we appreciate your effort. And you know, it's always a treat and a thrill to have you guys on our show, because
thanks, Tony. We always feel so happy to be with you guys. Always.
Thank you.
It's a real treat.
We're going to see you next week too, Tony.
I'm going to try to be there. I'm going to try my best. It all depends
Saint
on us.
William the Abbot next Saturday,
right?
And we got to get you there at 10 o'clock for coffee.
Yes.
And then a talk in the morning, and then a little lunch, and then very little pretzels. No, a little lunch, and then in the afternoon another talk and prayer for healing. And Rhea Music is going to be part of the day as well.
Yes, Rhea. And they are also dear friends of ours. These are all dear friends of ours.
And these are people who just surrender their selves, and they've written, I don't know how many songs, all original songs in prayer. And they're just lovely, two lovely women who dress alike. They've been on our radio show.
Oh, they've been on our radio show often, like Annette and Ed. And We look forward to you guys coming back again. And we thank you. Keep us in prayer. I need some prayer on Thursday.
No. Well, yes, please. Tony's going for a biopsy.
I'm going for another test, another biopsy. That's what's determining if I'm going to be at the conference on Saturday.
He went for a biopsy for his head a while ago. And I said to him, I told you they'd find nothing.
I just hope they didn't take any brains out.
You know, and the whole show to me has been kind of like, you know, we are all one.
Yes.
In God's
all
love.
All one in one.
We are all one body. And it just happens. I have that as the closing song for the show. A little bit different, little upbeat presentation of it. Ed and Annette, thanks again.
Ed, we love you guys. Annette, we love you guys. We're there for you always.
You can all sing along with us. And listeners, we know you were touched by the healing prayers today. And by our saint.
Yes.
See you next week.
Thank you, audience. Thank you for listening. We love you. You're in our prayers. Send us your petitions. We lift your petitions up every week to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I love this song. Dana wrote this, you know.
Ed? Letter and let you know.
What's that?
If any of the listeners have received the healing during the show, to send it to you or Tony.
Absolutely. We get emails. We'll pray for their healings and we'll forward them on to you guys.
Great, Tony. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you next week, guys.
We love yous.
See you next week.
Okay. Keep me in prayer.
We're going to bi-locate next week, you know.
The show will still be on, by the way. There will be a show.
We got a special one, too.
Yeah, a great one.
You want to tell them about Stephen McDonald being on next week?
Well, that's who's going to be on. We're going to have an interview with Stephen McDonald.
Amen.
Amen.
See you next week, folks. Listeners, I want you to know that Tony let out a big sigh because he forgot some stuff this morning and we were just totally at our wits' end, which is not too far for us to be anyway as we put the show together. But Tony, we made it.
We made it. We
and thank God we had two good guests who were good talkers.
God bless them. Thank you so much, you two guys.
Thank you, guys.
And you have a television show, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah. When are you on? Tell us a little quickly about the TV show.
We're on Channel 20 and on cable Channel 20, and it's a different time, so you have to check your listing.
Okay. This is the public access television.
We're in Woodbury Cablevision, in Brookhaven Cablevision, and in Riverhead Cablevision. All on Channel 20, but the times are different in each one. So,
good.
Great.
We're also on streaming video, web video on Manhattan Neighborhood Network on Mondays.
Listen to these guys.
Mondays at 3:30.
Hey, when are we going to be on your show?
We got to stop now. Trevor's going to throw us off the air. All right, Trevor, throw us off. See if we care.
We love you guys. Thank you.
Bye now.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend. Jesus is the Lord, and he will come on.
Expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
From the heart of the nautical mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.